All right. Focusing your attention to your inner beingness. We'd like you to focus on that silvery thread that connects you to your selfish soul. Just seeing it in your mind's eye, this cord of energy connecting your heart's jewel with soul's heart's jewel. And this beautiful emerald green light radiating outward, receiving that loving energy from soul, watching as the energy fills the jewel, and then seeping into the petals all the way to the tips of the petals. And you'll notice that the entire heart's jewel and its accompanying petals are rotating, this time from right to left, and taking time to watch, just watching this jewel and these petals rotating in a rhythmic, orderly, gentle way. And as they rotate, they are generating, radiating the eight heart qualities. So just by thinking it, thinking the words, the will to unify, just letting those words form in your mind, and from your mind, which is connected to your heart, letting those words leave your mind and enter your heart. The will to unify is magnetically drawn to you from your selfish soul, flowing into you, into your heart's jewel, and all the way to the tips of the petals. And they pause for a moment as the deep rose-colored energy fills the spaces in your body around the heart. This energy is supporting the emerald green heart's jewel and its petals. And this beautiful rose color, deep dark rose, is flowing through your physical body, sinking down into the cells and atoms. Down into the very depths, very center of the cells and atoms. Down into the DNA throughout your body. Whole body, this deep rose color. And as you vibrate with this color, you are opening your inner ears to hear your note. Opening your inner ears and hearing your note. That note you know so well. It is the note that brought you into being. It is the note that caused you to grow and flourish. It is the note that will call you home when next you hear it. But right now, this note is the note of sustainability. This note has sustained and funded all of your spiritual growth up to this moment. And as you hear this note, it begins to change, sounding in a different tone, creating a different vibration. And this is the note of the disciple and initiates. And when the note sounds for you, it is a call to cooperation and surrender and a recreation of yourself, bringing all the finer qualities forward in you. And now, seeing your soul standing before you, the light is so beautiful, so clear. And the love, like a fine perfume, fills the air with the subtle scent of joy and elation of finding yourself healed and whole. Seeing a more beautiful, more perfect form for your personality, becoming ever more becoming ever more becoming yourself as soul and bringing soul's energy to the earth, the kingdom of souls is come. The kingdom of souls is come. The kingdom of souls is come. Those of you called, who are called by this energy, drawn to it, to its magnetism, to its heart energy, to its intelligence and its wisdom. And allowing this transformation, letting it be easy and effortless. Let yourself know where you are on your path, opening your inner ears to soul, that quiet, still voice that always speaks to you with love, with encouragement, with kindness. And finding your ability to be kind, to feel kind, letting this transformation go deep, deeper than you ever thought it could, going deep, deeper into the depths of love of those eight heart qualities, becoming compassionate, becoming understanding, becoming tolerant, that open door, tolerance is an open door. Becoming inclusive. Becoming generous. Becoming forgiving. Finding your way to the path of forgiveness. For forgiveness is a way. It is a way to walk the path, as are all the heart qualities. Finding your way to the path of forgiveness. And on that path, finding your patience. That ability to wait upon soul. To feel the rhythm of the cycles and of the energies and of your ability to recognize and find flow. But when you are patient, flow finds you. Always. You can always depend upon flow to find the patient person. And faithful. Becoming faithful. Becoming faithful to telling the truth. Becoming faithful to transform anger, to transform worry, to transform fear. Learn to make the connection, to see it, to recognize it. The connection that exists between anger and fear. And learn to be compassionate to the part of yourself that is glamored by fear. And be compassionate, but also bring in the will to act, to untangle those fearful thoughts, the fearful emotions that are tied to fearful thoughts, so that you can recognize the fearful thought that's causing the fearful reaction, that's creating fear in your body and robbing you of peace. And getting out now that bag, that beautiful bag, that deep, dark, indigo blue bag with the starry lights. And now we're going to get a shovel. But this is no ordinary shovel. This is a shovel made of compassion and understanding. And you begin to shovel all those fearful thoughts into that open bag. All the thoughts you've ever had, all the fears you've ever had around this particular issue. Taking that shovel of, the shovel of love. Shoveling all the thousands of thoughts, the thousands of fears, and the thousands of fearful emotions. And it's a giant shovel of love. And because it's love, it's powerful and magnetic to these thoughts. And because it is wise, it is light like a feather. Bring all those thoughts into that bag. And then tying the bag shut with the silver cords, while an even bigger bag of the will to evolve swallows it up. It's beautiful, golden orange on the outside. But when you open the golden orange cords and look into the inside, it is the void swallowing up this healed bag of thoughts. And as you close the bag of the will to evolve around it, you lift it in your hands up to Creator. Healed and transformed. And Creator thanks you, sending you gratitude. Allow this gratitude. Feel it. And turning now back to soul. Bow. Thanking soul for its loving support. And soul opens up and sends you a wave of loving energy. And you allow this wave to roll to you, all through you, behind you, and then filling your aura. You cannot help but receive this energy. Every cell and atom, all the way down to the DNA, remembering chaos before perfection. There's always an adjustment period, a fine-tuning, the energetic adjustments I would like for you now to open your mind and your heart to see the connection, the line of energy running between them, and the to look out past them to the point at which their radiance meets the energies of these two chakras. Seeing it. And walking up to that point and absorbing it into the throat, perfect sky blue energy. The bridge between the heart and the mind. Beginning now, in this moment, setting your intent for your words to be kind, recognizing that kindness and lying are not the same at all, that kindness is truth and that the truth is always kind. Without the truth, there can be no real knowing. And a relationship built otherwise always crumbles. Anytime you set your intent to work together in cooperation toward a common goal, you always start with crystal clear agreements. Bowing now to soul. Thanking soul. Absorbing this wisdom, this clarity. For heart energy and mind energy coming together in love always creates clarity. And just focusing in on that clarity. Really looking at it. And as you look, your mind absorbs what it sees. Just staring at the clarity, crystal clear, feel it in your mind as your eyes absorb it, feel the clarity moving all through your mind. Like a bird in flight, so light, just riding the flow created by loving, patient, kind thought. And would like for you to start by being kind to yourself. Kind, gentle, loving. That beautiful rose. Coming back slowly into the room when you are